Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape.
Episode 105, AMC Homecoming. So I haven't done much as far as podcast or videos for a while, and that's because I was on vacation for Christmas, and I went back to North Carolina. That's where I grew up. I left after I graduated from college in 1991, but to me, it's always home, even though I live mostly in California and then recently moved to Oregon. But North Carolina is home to me, and I see my mom and dad are still alive, and I stay with them, and I have two brothers and some nieces and nephews there. Now, because of COVID, I hadn't been back in a while. My parents are a little older. They have some health issues, so it wasn't anything that that I could really go see them during those peak COVID years. But now that things have, you know, settled down a little bit, you know, just try to be safe. We took some COVID tests before we went. We were clear, and we wore masks on the airplane. We did everything we could. And then when I was there, I didn't run around and see a bunch of friends. I saw a few, but I limited that, so I wasn't going to see a lot of people. In fact, earlier that year of 2022, I had a high school reunion, and I was going to go home for that in North Carolina and see my parents. But the idea of going to a reunion and, you know, being in a closed, confined environment with, you know, who knows, 100, 200 people coming from all over the country, mingling and then going and seeing my parents wasn't the best idea at the time. And they weren't comfortable with that. And I couldn't see going home to see them and not going to the reunion. And I couldn't see going to the reunion, going to North Carolina and not seeing them. So I bailed on that summer trip. But an opportunity came up with work where I work was shutting down between Christmas and New Year. So I had a week off regardless if I took vacation or not. And we had enough frequent flyer miles that we were able to make a trip work and financially make it make sense for us. So it was great to be back in North Carolina after about 5 years. I did see my parents in 2019. We met up in Boston to see extended family and relatives in Boston. So I haven't, it's only been about 3 years since I've seen my parents. But to be in North Carolina was 5 years for me. And I had a great trip. And it was very nice. But as an AMC holder, you don't take a vacation from AMC. You know, it's always there with you. And for that week, AMC was active. And of course, it did nothing. It only got worse. Went down. Ape had a nice little run, up touching $2 and change, and then of course it went right back down. Why would AMC do anything else, right? It's been hard. It was hard going back on this trip. And part of it for me is in June of 2021, when AMC is going, you know, from, you know, making its run up into the, you know, $50, $60 mark. I know it touched 72, but realistically, $50, $60 is when most people would have sold if they could. And I encouraged my dad to invest, and my younger brother, my dad to a much bigger extent. Not a huge amount, and it was money that he could afford to lose. It was just some money he had to decide, but it was significant. But he made this investment under my encouragement, and I more or less talked him into it. You know, it's like, hey, you know, do this. You've got this money and this thing. Who knows where it could go? You know, this is back in the days of the MOAS. 100K, who knows? Maybe it could, maybe it couldn't. You know, but even if it doesn't go to 100K, if it goes to 10K, if it goes to 5K, $2,000 a share, you're going to make a lot of money, you know. So he invested. And, of course, AMC did what it did. And in the beginning, it wasn't bad. You know, he got in probably the, you know, mid to high 40s. And when it got to 65, you know, that was okay. That was good. And then it went down. And now a couple times it did go back up and it touched 50 again. And I think at that point I was telling people that I encouraged to invest, hey, this is the time to get out if you want to get out. We're staying in, but who knows what's going to happen with this play. Now, in the meantime, I've always felt bad for my dad for listening to me and investing in this play. But when AMC dipped, my strategy was to average down. So when it went down in price, I kept buying to the point where, you know, my average to break even is much lower than when I first initially got into AMC. And I was encouraging my dad to maybe think about doing this. So AMC would get to $11 a share. And I'd say, hey, Dad, you know, you might want to pick up some AMC. It's at 11. And he'd go, okay. He never did. And it went worse. It went lower. And, you know, every time I told him, you know, hey, you might want to think about averaging down, he'd say, okay. He wasn't mean or, you know, bad about it. He would just kind of listen to me and, you know, be okay. He never would do it. Even, and then when I was on this trip home and with Ape, I was explaining to him about Ape, like, listen, there could be this vote and Ape and AMC could be combined again. And at that point, if you're buying Ape for $1.50 and AMC is at, you know, $4 or $5, they're going to be combined. So your investment in Ape should go up. You're essentially buying an AMC share for, at one point, like 65 cents to 80 cents to $1, $1.25, $1.50. But that's essentially buying an AMC share. And he's like, okay, I don't think he did. And I wasn't going to push him on it. I only brought it up just so that I wouldn't feel bad, because this was our strategy. And if, let's say, Ape went crazy or it squeezed, then, you know, he would have a chance to at least make his money back. But he never did. He never listened to me. And, you know, for the most part, that was probably the wise strategy, because AMC just kept going down and it keeps going lower and lower and lower. And it makes me feel terrible as a son that I encouraged my father to make this investment and it went down about 90%. And it's horrible. But again, he's not going to lose his home. He's not losing his retirement. This was just, my dad's done fairly well for himself. And this was enough money that it was significant that if something happened with AMC, it would have had a decent payoff, but certainly nothing that's going to hurt him in the end if it goes to zero. Now, I have a couple brothers, and there you can't help but have a little bit of sibling rivalry. And, you know, I had another brother that, you know, years ago went to my dad with an investment opportunity, and it was buying a house in real estate. And, I think the idea was my brother, you know, was going to have my dad help him buy the house or co-sign it. And my dad said, well, look, let me do this. I'll buy the house and then you can either, you know, rent it from me or whatever arrangement they had. But at the time, that the house that they bought has since gone up at least three times in value. So it's at least 300%. Real estate prices can vary and it's really what you actually sell it for. But safe to say, 300% this property has gone up. So, you know, as a sibling rivalry thing, hey, I took my dad this investment opportunity and it went down 90%. Now, the money buying a house and the investment he made in Ames, they're not equivalent, not even close. The house is way more money than what he actually invested in AMC. But percentage-wise, the house has gone up, you know, 300%, and AMC has gone down 90%. So you can imagine how that makes me feel as a son, you know, giving my dad, you know, advice like that. And, you know, my brother, he's an whole AMC holder as well. And my younger brother, not the one with the house. And he plays the market a little bit. And we were talking about this AMC investment. And I said, you know, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't know it was going to be like this. I didn't know it would go on so long. I didn't know it would go down so low and become what it was. And he basically said, you know, the stock market's rigged against us. It's not for little people like us that, you know, it's okay to play a little bit, but don't get too involved in it. And to some of that, I agree, but it's also, you know, there's ways to make money. Obviously this is a bad time for the stock market, but he invested in Apple, you know, early on. And his Apple investments paid off very nicely for him, but they were kind of small. And I said to him, well, you know, you tell me that this wasn't, you know, it's not set up for us to win. And to a certain degree, yeah, that's probably true. But You know, if he had made a huge investment in Apple when he did, instead of, you know, just getting a, you know, a limited number of shares, you know, that would have paid off big for him. Now, at the time, I don't know how much money he had to make such an investment, but if he had, if he could have, you know, it would have paid off. And I think about my own Facebook investment. You know, I bought 30 shares of Facebook at $20. And it always haunted me that if I had invested, I had a lot of money sitting in mutual funds doing a lot of nothing. And if I had taken the money out of those mutual funds and invested them in Facebook at $20, you know, 10 years later, I could have sold those shares for $380 each. Now, of course, Facebook had its day and it went down and has suffered a lot lately. But it, you know, just, you know, not too long ago, it was at $380. So, you know, I could have probably, if I had invested all the mutual funds that I had in this, in a Roth IRA into Facebook instead of just about $600, I probably could have made about, you know, three quarters of $1 million, about $750,000 is what I would have made on that decision and a few strokes on my computer keyboard. And I would have made, you know, $750,000. Instead, I just bought, you know, $600 worth of Facebook. And, you know, I made a few thousand bucks. Then that's not bad. I'll take that. But it just goes to show, yes, it's probably a rigged system. But if you play your cards right, you can still make money in it. It was kind of tough going home. It had been so long since I had been home, and a lot of things were changing. The mall that we used to, you know, go and hang out in the 80s is being torn down. So there was enough of it left that I could still see it. I was afraid it was all going to be rubble and all gone. But there were still some sections that were up, so it was nice seeing that. There was a Taco Bell that had been torn down, but the floor was still there. The tile was still there, so you could actually go and walk on the tile and see the footprint of this Taco Bell. And it was interesting being there, and it's easy to get sad and feel like your town is disappearing. But then, you know, I had this thought that, you know, I grew up in the 80s. Well, the carry of the 50s and the 60s probably got torn down to make way for the carry of the 80s. So there's always change going on. And this was just the change that's happening after, you know, I was there. And I'm grateful for the places that are still there that, you know, I can still go to. And, you know, I enjoy doing that. And, of course, seeing the people was important as well. Now, I've talked about, you know, I like making films, and I started making films in high school with my buddies, and enough of them were around that we got together and we hung out for a little while. Now, most of the homes, you know, we all knew each other in high school, and most of those homes that our families lived in have been sold and families have moved on. But there was one of our friends, his dad still lived in that home. So we visited with his father, and we got to, you know, go around the house. And that'd been the first time I'd been in that house in years. But this is where we made a lot of our films. And it was interesting going back and seeing the filming locations and what have you. So I was grateful for that opportunity to have that. But, you know, on the whole trip, it was great. But, you know, AMC was always there. And it was just kind of disappointing. I didn't watch the ticker all the time, but every once in a while I would check it out just to see where it was at. And, you know, a couple times it was up a little bit and that felt good. But then it would inevitably go back down and it felt terrible. Because that's part of it. You know, we have a big commitment in our AMC investment. And I'd love to be able to go back more and have the time and the freedom to go back to North Carolina more. But that can only happen if AMC really pays off, whether it's the MOAS or a good selling opportunity where you can get your money back and then some. Other than that, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tight on our family budget, and we're not going to be able to travel to North Carolina, you know, every year. That, you know, and it's not fair to my family that, you know, our one vacation is just to go to North Carolina. There's other places my wife wants to go. I owe her a trip to Hawaii at some point. And, you know, we have to be able to pay for all these things. But anyway, that was my trip home to North Carolina. I hope 2003 is a good year for us apes. I know we're going through a little bit of division right now with the yes and no. And, you know, do we want the reverse split? Do we want ape and ape you know, coming back together. I understand both sides of that. I always tell my wife that no matter what happens, we're going to get screwed. They'll find a way to screw us. If it's yes, they'll find a way to screw us on the yes vote. If it's no, they'll find a way to screw us on the no vote. I don't know. It's very hard. I don't mean to be fatalistic about this, but it's very hard to see how we're going to have our day. We've been in it for, you know, two plus years for some people. And it just seems like we're in this rigged system. I hope something happens. I still have my investment. I'm not walking away right now. But I hope we bear that in mind as we debate yes or no, that no matter what it is, we're probably going to get screwed. And there's no guarantee one way or the other. And once it goes one way, you don't know that, you know, if it was the other way, if it would have been the reverse or, you know, vice versa. So I hope for the best for us in 2023. But I don't have any answers for you. I don't know if it's going to be good or bad. I hope it's good. But all I can say is it's your investment. Make your decisions on your investment. For me right now, we're hanging in there. I'm a yes at this point. In full disclosure, I was buying a lot of Ape, knowing that these two could merge, Ape and AMC. And since Ape was so much cheaper than AMC, I figured that was going to be a better investment if they end up being merged together. So that's one of the reasons I'm certainly a yes on them coming together, because that's what my financial investing strategy was, what they would come together. As for the reverse split, I understand why people are concerned about that, oh, you know, you put all 10 together and it goes up to say 50, 60 bucks, but then the shorts just knock that all down. If it goes, let's say, you know, it goes all the way back down, and now you have way less shares than you did at the same price it was before the reverse split. I certainly think that's possible. That could happen. My biggest thing is, you know, if they do this and these tickers close out, they change the names. If Ape goes away, will they cover their positions? Will they close out their positions on Ape? And then if there's a reverse split on AMC, then on the new AMC, does the old AMC, any short positions on the old AMC ticker, do those have to be closed out? I'm hoping the answer is yes. And if it doesn't cause the MOAS, at least it causes a good selling opportunity for people who want to get their investment back or at least make money. Yes, we want the MOAS, but who knows if that will happen and forced they get margin called and forced to buy all these things back. But that's my idea. But then again, you can make the case, will that happen? Will anybody force them to cover these shorts, or are they just going to, you know, park them somewhere? And you can make a case that they've done whatever they want and no one is enforcing this. So who knows? So no matter what side you're on, I think there's reasons, you know, to believe in it, but know that you're welcome to have your opinion and do that and go forward. I would just hope we keep the debate civil and going forward. I don't like when people feud. You know, you can have your opinion, you can state it, but I would hope it doesn't get personal. Anyway, well, thanks for listening. Please subscribe if you can, and I'm going to be, you know, I have a lot of podcasts coming up, so stay tuned. I'm going to try at least one a day for a few days. Thanks, guys. Bye.